Rice says there are three categories of walled areas when it comes to planting climate. Number one, if the wall segments are less than 3 tefachim, there has to be less than 3 tefachim in between them so that lovud will apply in order for it to be considered a wall. If the wall segments are between 3 tefachim and 4 tefachim, not including 4 tefachim, then the spaces in between can't be as large as the actual wall segments, and if the empty spaces are larger than the segments, you can't even plant opposite the wall segments, which seeming contradictory statements we'll explain in the Gemara. Number three, if the segments are between 4 tefachim and 10 amas, the space in between can't be the same size as the wall segments, and if they are, you're allowed to plant another species opposite the wall segments, but not opposite the empty spaces. The Bryson continues that A, if there's more wall than empty spaces, one may even plant opposite the empty spaces. B, if there's a space larger than 10 amas, one may not even plant next to the wall segments. And C, if one makes a tour at Pesach and these openings larger than 10 amas, you're allowed to plant even opposite the openings. Now, section 2 of the Bryson said the spaces can't be as large as the wall segments. This is problematic according to our papa, who said that if it's the same size, it's good. Our answer is it means that the spaces can't be as large as the walls plus space to allow for putting in and taking out, which would make the spaces larger than the walled areas. It makes sense to say this. This is what the Bryson means, because the section continues that if the empty spaces are larger than the wall segments, it's no good. It seems that if they're equal, it would be good. How will Rav Huna understand this section? Mar says, Rav Huna will say, section A of the Bryson says, if there's more wall segment than empty space, you're even allowed to plant opposite the empty spaces. It seems that if the spaces are equal, it would not be permitted. So it comes out that section 2 is problematic for Rav Huna, and section A is problematic for Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says that section 2, which uses the phraseology of an empty space being larger than the walls, section A therefore uses a similar phraseology of if there's more wall than empty space, but really it doesn't mean that you shouldn't make mashmoyis from that. Rav Huna says the same thing in the reverse, is that section 2 phraseology follows section A. According to Rav Papa, in the case of a wall segment that's exactly 3 tefachim can't be included in section 1, because wall segments of 3 tefachim can have empty spaces of 3 tefachim. However, according to Rav Huna, wall segments of 3 tefachim can only have spaces of less than 3 along with them, so they should be included in section 1 of the Bryce as well. The Gemara says the Bryce kept them separate because they would be possible for different reasons. Wall segments under 3 tefachim with a space of 3 tefachim are possible because there's no love in, and wall segments of 3 tefachim with a space of 3 tefachim are possible because it's a case of spaces being equal to the walled areas. The Bryce first says that love it applies for less than 3 tefachim, that follows the Rabbanan. The Bryce then says a wall segment less than 4 tefachim is insignificant, which follows the Shimon Gamliel. The Abaya says it all follows the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say anything less than 4 tefachim is considered insignificant with regard to climb, and therefore you're not allowed to plant opposite, but a wall of 4 tefachim is significant. Rava said the entire Bryce follows the Shimon Gamliel, and he only says love it applies to 4 tefachim when it's higher off the ground. For example, when a kaira is considered to be touching a wall, but when it's close to the ground, he agrees that a space of 3 tefachim can't be considered a closed space because animals can fit through. Rice says an enclosure made of many entranceways and open windows is permitted as long as the walled section are more than the empty spaces. We see that if they're equal, it will be puzzled. This is a refutor of Papa. However, still the Mara says we pass like our Papa. We refute him, but we pass like him. The Mara says our Mishnah is more mashma like our Papa, and therefore we pass like him. But the Mishnah, you can make walls that are placed within 3 tefachim to each other with the thickness of the strings combined, equaling a little more than a tefach, and in that way, creating a wall that's 10 tefachim high. We may make a wall of reeds placed within 3 tefachim to each other. Behuda said these walls were only allowed for caravans in a camp on Shabbat. The Chum say it's allowed for general use, and they speak in terms of caravan only because that's for people who usually need these type of things. Rabbi Huda says even a caravan may not use a wall which is not made of vertical and horizontal pieces. The Chum say only vertical or horizontal is needed. You don't need both. Dr. Merav Nuna in the name of Rav said Oymin Meruba La Paritz is a method that only works for vertical walls. So Rav Nuna asked, does it work for horizontal walls also? Abaya said from the fact that our Mishnah requires the strings to have a combined thickness for more than a tefach, it seems that the method won't work for horizontal walls, because if it would work, then if the bottom string is placed within 3 tefachim to the ground and the second string is placed within 3 tefachim to the first string, Lovud makes the entire section into a wall. Therefore, the third string should be able to be placed 4 tefachim away, and the wall should be good because you have oymen merubala parts. Mar says Abaya's proof is not valid because having a space of 4 tefachim would not work in this case. If it was on the bottom, it would be large enough for animals to pass, and therefore it wouldn't be considered a wall. If it was on top, the space on each side would be larger than the upper rope and would be mevatel the rope. If it's in the middle, then we would only have the walled section, the two sections of 3 tefachim, greater than the empty space, which is the section of 4 tefachim, when the walled sections are combined, and that doesn't work. So therefore, it's not a good raya. The Mar says Rav Nuna was asking about a case where he had a mat that was 7 tefachim plus a minute amount, and he cut out a 3 tefach portion of that mat, leaving a section of 4 tefachim on the top and empty space of 3 tefachim and then a minute amount on the bottom. If he takes this mat and puts it within 3 tefachim to the ground, since the walled sections are greater than the empty space, Rav Nuna was asking whether it's good. That's pshat. Rav Ashi said Rav Nuna was asking where he had a full tefach wall that was 3 tefachim more off the ground. That's what he was asking about. Mishnah said, Makifin bekonim v'chulu. I have Bryce says Rabbi Huda allows such an enclosure for individuals even when it's not part of the caravan. Mar says, like Rav Nachman or Birba Abaya said, elsewhere, people of a caravan can use these inferior walls even for areas greater than 2 beis saw if they need a larger area. Other may use it only for an area of 2 beis saw or less. Rav Nachman or Rabbi Abaya said it to explain why Rabbi Yosef said Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah only allows using inferior walls for a caravan, but in a Braisa he allows using inferior walls for individuals as well. This Braisa referred to says that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that a single person may have inferior walls to enclose an area of 2 beis saw. Same would be for 2 people. 3 people would get a din of a caravan would be allowed to enclose 6 beis saw with those inferior walls. Rabbi Yehuda said all people can enclose an area with inferior walls as long as there's no empty space of 2 beis saw left in the enclosed area. Otherwise, they can enclose as large as they need. Rav Nachman named Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel passing that a single person may have inferior walls to enclose an area of two beis saw. The same would be for two people. Three people getting into a caravan and be able to enclose six beis saw with these inferior walls. He's passing against the Rabbanon. In Echanami, you retract and instead of a single person can have inferior walls to enclose an area of two beis saw. The same would be for two people. Three people who get the din of a caravan will be allowed to enclose an area as large as they need with these inferior walls. And the reason I'm not passing Rabbi Yehuda with regard to one or two people is because Rabbi Yehuda holds like that as well.